Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 3, day 3 of our study of Ephesians and Philippians. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ephesians 3, 7-13. Welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. If you have any questions or comments about the podcast or the 10-Week Bible Study in general, I'd love to hear from you. You can send an email to me at darrenhibbs.com or click the show notes and descriptions to find all of my contact information. With that, let's go ahead and pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us? God, speak to us. Fill our hearts. Flood us with the knowledge of you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's Word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 7. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. This is day 3 of talking about the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of Paul's apostleship. And again, as we've discussed in the previous 2 days this week, Paul is marveling. He's using this chapter really to marvel at what the Lord has done, not only through his life, but what the Lord has done in general. He's saying, look, I am a servant of this gospel now. And the Lord has given him, yes, anointing and yes, authority, but he's given him grace. This is not something that Paul is just lording over people. We discussed this a couple days ago, that his apostleship is not something that he's just going to lord over people. It's something that he's going to marvel at. And then he needs grace to walk out. And then he's acknowledging here multiple times now that he needs grace to walk this out. But he's marveling at the mystery of God and how he's done things. You know, when we think about how God does things in our lives, think back through the story and the arc of your life in God. If you've been with the Lord for any number of years and you look back, you use your hindsight to look back at where life has taken you, where the Lord has taken you, you'd probably look back at several places and say, Lord, if you had put me in charge of doing this, there is no way I would have made this decision or this decision or this decision. I wouldn't have done this or this or this. And look back at the ways and the paths that the Lord has taken you on, and it's mysterious. It causes us to wonder when we look back at our individual lives, as Paul is doing here. And we think, Lord, you do things very differently than I would have done. But I hope and pray. I know it's true for my life. I know it's true for so many other people that I know, that even though the twists and turns in the path the Lord has taken me on, even though it's not the way I would have done things, I look at it as like, wow, Lord, your way was better. Your way was better. And sometimes we get caught in the midst of the confusion of where one of those little twists and turns is taking us. And it's difficult in those times to say, Lord, I think your way is better. Most of the time we say, I really think we should have done it my way, Lord. I think it would have turned out better, when we're in the midst of that confusion. But when we come out of that confusion and we can see clearly, with hindsight, the path that the Lord has taken on us on and where we end up, that's when we're like, wow, Lord, you really are good. You really are good. I mean, think about Joseph in the midst of his captivity, 15 years of this confusion and wandering. He had these dreams about his parents and his brothers bowing down to him and all of these different things, and saving, you know, people from starvation. All of these amazing dreams and 15 years of confusion and twists and turns, until that one moment where it all becomes clear, when he's in charge of Egypt and his brothers show up. In that moment, now he may not have fully realized the prophetic moment he was in at that moment. Very often it's just the swirl of emotions. We can't really assess it and feel it, but there was a point in time where Joseph realized, because he says it to his brothers later, he says, don't worry about what you did to me. The Lord did it. The Lord chose this for me so that I could save all these people's lives. So at some point, he has the opportunity to look back with hindsight and say, yes, Lord. Man, it was hard going through that. For the rest of Joseph's life, he never stopped acknowledging that what he went through was hard, but he always acknowledged that the Lord was good and that the outcome was amazing and it was mysterious. And it's the same in our lives. And Paul is marveling in the mystery in his life. He's also marveling in the biblical story arc, in the mysterious way that God has rolled out this gospel, this good news of salvation to Jews and Gentiles, because it's not the way that he would have done it. It's not the way that anyone on planet Earth would have done it. It was actually so antithetical to the way every other human being on Earth would have done it. It was offensive. It was offensive to the Jews, so much so that they put their Messiah to death. Very often, that is how the Lord works. In the midst of the Lord working in our lives, not only is it difficult, sometimes it's offensive and we reject it. But the Lord is good to us. Even those Pharisees and those people that rejected him, the priests, the Levites, we know from the book of Acts that many of them ended up becoming believers. So even the very ones that put Jesus to death, he died on that cross. He let them put him to death to redeem the very ones that put him to death. That is the mystery of God. That while we were yet in sin, while we were yet rebellious, Christ died for us. Verse 10. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. God has an eternal purpose for us, and it was all through Jesus. And he's made known that mystery. He's made known the thing that was a mystery to every single person up until this very moment that Paul is writing this. That's amazing. We now are inheritors of this mystery. And it doesn't seem like a mystery to us now. If you've been in church for any length of time, if you've been a believer for some period of time, it doesn't feel mysterious. I encourage you, read these books that we're going through 10 times in 10 weeks. And I also encourage you, read the entire Bible. If you've never done that, it doesn't hurt my feelings at all if you turn off the 10-week Bible study and you go and you do the Bible in a year for 1, 2, 3 years. I love that. There's actually other podcasts out there right now that I think are really good, that help walk you through the Bible in a year. And understanding the whole story arc of Scripture is actually helpful at times to understand the mystery that Paul is talking about here. In the 10-week Bible study, we've done many Old Testament books. If you'd like to, I encourage you to go back to the archives and listen to those as well. Go through those, because understanding the Old Testament, understanding God's Scripture, helps us to understand why this is so mysterious. And it is mysterious. And we are benefactors of that mystery now being revealed, to where for most Gentile Christians, for most Christians, period, now in 2000, it's 2021 when I'm recording this, now in this day and age, it doesn't feel like a mystery to us. And that's amazing in and of itself. That we are so used to this gospel, we're so used to this good news, it doesn't strike us as mysterious. But when we look at ourselves and the arc of human history, we are but a small speck in that long storyline, you and I. And across that long storyline, it is amazing and powerful, the mystery that has been revealed, that you and I, Jew and Gentile, can be redeemed to God for all eternity through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ. For the 10-Week Bible Study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.